Like Chipotle Grill has the new, what's the new cheese sauce?
Oh, the queso.
The queso.
Yeah, buddy.
But a lot of people say it's not that great.
It's basic. It's nothing special about the queso.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How would you like, that's like the married life, like where you're known as that person. Like my wife is always known as the one bringing the egg rolls. Oh, like Doug's wife brings that. Oh my God, the homemade egg rolls are unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I like to bring like meatballs or
Right.
like I make these really good fucking meatballs.
What do you guys in Facebook? What's your plate? That's the question for our Facebook live participants, which I don't know if we have any.
Maybe we have some, but what do you bring
To a
to a
party.
party as a
What's your go-to move?
yeah,
What's your signature dish?
hors d'oeuvre? There you go. Sometimes deviled eggs are good, but they gotta be cold.
Oh, I gained so much weight. I haven't worked out in weeks. This fucking flu bug I got.
Dougie's been sick, man, and it sucks. I was feeling like I was gonna get sick, and I've been fighting it, fighting it, fighting it,
Right.
and thank God it didn't happen.
Well, my problem is I got it,
Knock on wood.
and I wheeze at night. So this is what we're going to talk about today. My wife got mad. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Wheeze," and I'm trying to breathe. Yeah, I sound like the wind section of the Boston Harmonic.
Oh man, so you're wheezing
I'm
now?
wheezing.
That sucks.
That's a bad thing when you wake up in the middle of the night. And you're.
And every breath,
All right.
Lil Wheezy. You know who Lil Wheezy is?
What's up, Jack Weaver? Here's the thing, guys. Facebook Live, start saying it.
Lil Wheezy?
Little Weezy?
Yeah, do you know who Lil
Yeah,
Wheezy
from Good Times?
is? No.
Little Weezy?
Yeah.
No.
Lil Wheezy, that's Lil Wayne.
Oh, Louise?
Lil Wayne?
Louise. I thought you said Little Weezy.
I did say Lil Wheezy.
That's like, is that a
But
good
Wheezy is,
character?
yeah, from
Good
Good
Times?
Times. Yeah, Wheezy.
What's that, Weezy?
Was it from Good Times? You're probably
That
right.
or was, What was the other one? What's Happening with
Oh, what's.
Raj? Remember the big fat
Yeah,
guy?
of
The
course.
other guy,
What's Happening
Rerun.
was Rerun.
Rerun.
You should open with that
Building
fucking
up a
song.
crowd. What's up, RJ Walker?
I love that fucking
Liver
song.
kick.
Yeah.
Cheese cubes. All right. So
Okay, cheese cubes.
for those of you guys on Facebook Live, if you guys do us a favor, you're going to stick around with us for a while. Peter Leonard's gone, so you get to hear me and Peter all. You get to hear me and Elgin
Yep.
today on the show.
Finally. I'll tell you, we're going to have some fun conversation here.
Yeah. Let me do this. That's our Facebook question. What's up, Shirley West? Danny Zeno. Hey, I'm going to get Danny Zeno to take care of this. That's right, Danny Zeno. He's usually at the back of the book. You know, you open the book, he's in the back. He's in the bag. He's Zeno. You know, he's right ahead of xylophone. In case you need a xylophone. Sure. At any rate, so guys, that's the idea. You gotta let us know. And we'll start. We got a few things to talk about, right?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's see.
Should we play Peter's shit?
That's what I was gonna say. What are you gonna play?
Yeah, we usually honor Peter. And like we play the his and I rendition of the morning opening.
Haven't played the other one in a while, though.
Which one?
The way the
The
weekend.
blurred lines?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I played it yesterday with Ethan and but you know what? It's a catchy tune. It's why Bubba Army Radio has us on their weekends from 4 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, very cool
All
to
right.
be on Bubba.
So here
Let's
we
talk
go.
about let's talk about that too.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody wake up. Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late.
Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah.
Catchy tune right there. Welcome. Good afternoon, everybody in the world. I'm Dougie Almeida. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, along with my co-host today, Mr. Elgin David.
What is up, everybody?
Absent will be Mr. Peter Leonard. I understand he may have blown up in a gas leak.
Apparently, yeah. Gas leak in the city. And he blew up or can't make
something
it.
Happened.
I said maybe he just had some like a bean burrito.
Yeah.
Taco Bell for lunch.
He had some new queso over there at Chipotle.
That's what he's saying. He's got some gas. That Chipotle queso.
Yeah, you've had it?
Yeah, it's whatever. You know, people, I mean, they made a big deal about it.
Right.
And pretty basic queso.
Is it?
You haven't had it yet?
I'm a cheesy guy. I like cheese. So, I've seen it, but, you know. It's like, I can be honest with you, I haven't even opened up a thing of like Blue Bell ice cream. I'm not in a hurry to go try that fucking brand again.
Why? What happened?
Listeria. Complete, you remember? They had to wipe down the whole factory.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. And Listeria isn't like a bout with diarrhea. It's, you know.
Can it kill you?
You could dehydrate and shrivel up like a grape or a raisin on the fucking toilet.
Ugh.
I think that's what happens. You die on the toilet.
Ugh. That's never fun.
So I'm in no hurry to try out these products. You know, like I don't own Chipotle stock. There was a period of time where even the stock.
Oh, I hear
down.
What you're saying. You don't trust them anymore.
Like, yeah, you know, if I'm just going to eat regular queso,
So if one day there was like a poisoned Cheerios, right? You would not trust Cheerios anymore.
There's too many options.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got Frosted Flakes. I like the Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
It's a nice, healthier cereal that I can, you know, enjoy in the morning once in a while. My wife just finally perfected the milk to cereal ratio. Yeah.
What's your favorite cereal?
Well, that's the one I eat now.
Yeah,
Bunches of Oats.
Okay. I used to eat that back in the day.
Back in the day? I thought it was new.
No, man. I've been eating that since I was a kid. That's my mom's favorite cereal, actually, Dougie. That's her favorite cereal. But mine is Life cereal.
Life cereal?
I don't know why. I really like Life cereal.
Yeah,
and grape nuts.
Maybe you found a font or something into the Mikey guy.
Yeah. Mikey, he likes it.
I used to like Frosted Flakes when I was a kid. I was a Frosted Flakes kid.
They're good.
Yeah, I never got into Fruit Loops or Cocoa Puffs.
What about Fruity Pebbles?
No,
never.
No, I tried Trix every once in a while.
Trix,
but
are for kids.
Doesn't Fruity Pebbles have like their smaller pieces? It's not like, because there's...
Fruity Pebbles are like tiny rainbow cornflakes.
Right.
And but they're fruity and delicious.
Not because the thing I didn't like about like Trix is they were like balls.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As opposed to like the Frosted Flakes. The one you said again? The Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles.
It was like eating like, you know, like sugary rice.
Fruity Pebbles, imagine if they flattened Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
And then colored them, fruited them up, and then...
Mike Panther says Fruity Pebbles.
They're so good.
By the way, for our Facebook Live audience today, the question of the day is, you know, what's your go-to food item when you go to a party?
Oh, yeah, we want to talk about that, too.
So, if you're listening to us on the podcast, whether it's on Bubba Army Radio on the weekend, if that's how you listen to us, or if you just listen to us from the site at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com.
Yeah.
Episodes going back to 2013, so go check it, subscribe, it's free. You can also donate to the channel, by the way, $1 a month.
Thank you.
That's it. If you do that, everybody gets gas money.
Yeah.
Everybody gets gas money that shows up, so don't be a cheap fuck like our missing co-host today. What's up, Robert Hall? So that's the question for you guys.
Yeah.
So we're talking about cereal and shit.
But you just talked about the party food thing?
Oh, the party food.
Yeah. And I got a question.
All right.
When you go to a party, you should bring something, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't you hate when people show up and they don't bring nothing?
I don't hate it when they show up to the house and don't.
Well, I don't know. I always feel like I should bring something.
I hate more when I find myself forgetting to bring something and realizing and going, I don't really want to stop.
Everybody.
Fuck it. I don't got time to go to, you know.
Do you feel bad walking in knowing that everybody brought something?
I knew that, if that was actually something I would have been aware of, if like everybody looked at me and went, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And then I'd feel like an asshole. But if I walked in, I realized there was a few other cheap fucks in there that, you know, didn't want to give or didn't think about it. Or, you know, it wasn't that they're cheap. They're just like me. My code of etiquette was, you know, I didn't know. I forgot. Like the wife and I went somewhere recently.
Okay.
And we didn't bring nothing. I'm like, oh, you know. Got to at least bring a bottle of wine.
Should have brought something.
Come over here like a bunch of beggars. like homeless people.
Yeah, even if they don't need it. Or you know how they tell you, no, don't bring anything, come over.
Yeah, we're fine.
You should still bring something, I think. Something. A little, like we were talking, that's why we got into the conversation. What do you bring? By somebody way, on Facebook said cheese cubes.
RJ Walker, liver yeah. kick. He brings cheese cubes.
Bring some cheese cubes.
I hope you bring the toothpicks as well. I don't want some grimy person picking up a few. I don't know if I want Munster or put this one back.
You should definitely bring the toothpicks also. Yeah,
yeah, bring the toothpicks. Don't be an amateur. By the way, Mike Panzer says, last party I brought weed, oil marinated chicken nuggets. Yeah, it's a go-to
weed
item.
Oil marinated chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know if did, commas
did
were supposed to
be. Did the people know that he did that?
Yeah.
Because that would be hilarious. Yeah. Well, I don't know, though, because you can get arrested for that, I think.
Yeah, somebody overdoses for sure.
Well, you can't overdose on weed, Dougie, but if they're not,
well,
some people can not know how to react to it.
Right.
And gotcha. Think like they're going crazy. That's what happens a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, my listen, I met my wife has world famous her from her mom, and now she knows the world famous egg rolls. They're fresh egg rolls with chicken and vermicelli noodle and you know, like thin, like, you know, not the ones you get in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Homemade
stuff with
handmade,
cabbage.
Right?
No, these are, you know.
I want some.
Like what I knew they were the shit when, you know, a lot of times you go to a party, somebody brings the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
That's a nice, you know, oh, yeah. And that's usually the first thing that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? People dig into the shrimp, the fucking cheese cubes.
The cheese balls sitting over there.
They're going to be around till tomorrow.
And the cubes are going to be there.
Hey, anybody want to take some cheese home? You know, but the shrimp cocktail goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's the one, oh, you know, and then people, you get to watch, you know, you want to get a nice, another cocktail. I always do a quick equation, like, well, there's about 50 people in here. You know, that equates to about 5 shrimp apiece. You know what
Damn,
I mean?
That's a big shrimp platter.
Yeah. I'm just using numbers.
I know. With that math, that's a huge order of fucking shrimp. That's a really nice person whoever brought that.
Right. Well, most of them, that's like a cheap version that come like in a little dish.
Yeah.
But then you get the other one that's about the size of a bus steering wheel.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Trying to
equate it. That giant...
Yeah, yeah, and that you know, and you got cocktail sauce, but I knew she had the shit when them egg rolls would disappear before
the shrimp. Wow,
the shrimp was standing there going, "What?"
So the shrimp was the old standard,
yeah,
and then the egg rolls came and took the fucking top slot,
yeah,
in the what to bring department.
Yeah.
Bring those egg rolls to that party.
Like, what's the shit on this table?
So now
what's got top billing? So the egg
people
rolls.
People are asking you now to bring these egg
oh,
rolls.
Oh, they always
all the time?
Do. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dougie, hey man.
They leave a spot.
They don't even invite you for the party.
Yeah.
They just like, hey, can you...
You could just drop them off.
Yeah, can you bring those eggs? They're like...
Yeah, your wife could stop by, you know, if she wants to bring them too. No, but they're the shit.
She can stay, but Dougie, you gotta...
Yeah, yeah. Doug, that's fine. You're probably out of town or something, but, you know,
she can bring egg rolls.
Yeah, so that's our go-to item. And like, and before that, like me, when I was actually single, and my wife wasn't one handling this part of it.
Okay.
I used to like make my chicken parmigiana lasagna.
Mm.
Right?
That sounds good.
Dude, it's chicken parm.
Yeah.
Baked in a lasagna dish.
That sounds phenomenal.
Really thinly cut chicken parm. Right? And layered with the, you know, the mozzarella and the sauce, and also well positioned places of ragout. Ragout. And sometimes if I had the money, I'd throw some prosciutto in.
Can I say ricotta?
You could.
Just, yeah, if you don't know what ricotta is.
By the way, just joining us on Facebook Live, let us know what your go-to food is to bring to a party. Mine's chicken parmigiana lasagna, which the Olive Garden stole the name.
They did?
Yes, they did.
Wow, from you?
From me. I've been cooking this shit for fucking 15 years.
And then you
20 years.
Wow.
And
they stole it from you,
they
man.
They stole it.
They, Olive Garden, shame on you.
My wife, now the egg rolls.
Let's talk about these, please, because I'm getting hungry now.
No, man, I'm not going to listen. I ended up doing the, I ran to McDonald's today because I had no time. And I just got myself one of the buttermilk chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
And a coffee. That was it. No fries. I'm blowing up. I'm going to be in the Macy's Day Parade next week. Or next, in a couple weeks.
It's not looking good.
No, I gotta get it. You know, this goddamn flu bug I got, I'm gonna die. Any rate, so you hear Mark Cuban is gonna be running for president now, 2020.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna really? Run as a Republican. He wants to compete against Trump in the primaries.
Wow,
Mark Cuban. You like Mark Cuban?
I think he's cool on Shark Tank, but I don't know how he is in real life. In the same way that I used to like watching The Apprentice, but now Trump is Trump.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I used to love The Apprentice. You know, just because I love Shark Tank and I love watching Mark Cuban on that.
People don't know Shark Tank.
I don't know who he is.
Shark Tank's on CNBC. It's basically...
And it's on ABC.
Is it? Yeah, the main nights. Mark Cuban... Mr. Wonderful, this one guy who just made a killing. He sold his, you know, they have like Blue Apron, like the bald guy, Mr. Wonderful. I'm trying to remember his name.
But Kevin O'Leary. Yeah.
He has his own ETF. But this guy, you know, he actually sold, he brought somebody onto that Shark Tank, created like this Blue Apron company. I forgot what it's called.
Well, I know what you mean.
And they just sold it to one of the grocery chains to try to compete with Amazon. It's like ready deliver food. That's what we're coming to, you know what I mean?
But you
like,
know,
as long as I have a plate of food in my house, you know, but people, you know.
Isn't it crazy how it's gone back to food being delivered to your house, like the same way a milkman would bring you milk?
Yeah.
And now it's back to it again. Like, it's crazy. Like,
but I'm just bringing more stuff.
Food service, but now I'm bringing more, and it's right. Easier online. They send you the recipes for these foods. Like, I was signed up for one of these.
Yeah.
And it just ended up that all these recipes would sit and the items would sit because we wouldn't make this night after night.
Right.
You're going to sit in there.
You're going to have a salmon and spinach dish.
And they send you this box and right. They give you like five fucking recipes in there with all the ingredients. And then they expect you to make this like every single night of the week.
Right.
And it's not convenient at all to do that.
Well, like guys, like I'm blessed. My wife, you know, makes dinner. A lot. I mean, she, you know, listen.
Oh, I'm the cook in my house.
Yeah.
I make dinner every night.
Well, obviously not, because you got this shit and you're like, they expect me to make dinner every night.
No, but it was ridiculous. Like, you got to, like, cut up a rhubarb and all this shit like you've never seen before.
Yeah,
and
you got to cook. You actually got to cook. That's the thing. That's what cooking is. You got,
yeah.
Like, I used to cook food at restaurants.
There's a lot to it.
You know, I used to be a prep cook, you know.
Yeah.
So my job, like an Italian restaurant, I would have to clean the chicken cutlets. Bread them, do all that shit.
Yep, I can,
bake them to 50 to 60%, because then when you make them in the restaurant, when you prep it, they got to be able to just throw it in like in the bake dish and just cook the rest of it while it's getting the mozzarella and the sauce. Oh, I'm hungry.
Right.
So
so that's what you do. You like half cook a lot of stuff.
You prep stuff.
You prep it.
You got eggplant. You got to peel the eggplant.
Yeah.
And then you got to slice it however they want it, long ways, disc wise. I like my eggplant in an angle, so it's like stripped and cut thin.
Mm.
I got to figure out a way to get rid of those seeds. Somebody told me you soak them in water for a while, eggplant. Welcome to the Food for Thought Show. I'm Peter Leonard.
Well, maybe we should invent something that gets rid of the seeds.
All right, we'll bring it on Shark Tank.
Well, I mean, why not? We should talk about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
By the way, if you guys are listening to us on the podcast, tweet at Wake Up Dougie what your food item is. Just hashtag my food item.
I bring meatballs.
Meatballs.
You bring sauce? I make these like sweet chili meatballs. You just have to pull it right out of the tray, and it's sweet. It's good,
meatballs are
delicious.
A good move. You can just serve them in a big thing, and then put the two. You got to bring toothpicks.
And those are my go-to, and they seem to disappear when I bring them.
Not Swedish meatballs.
No, no, no.
You're talking about like some sort of some Oriental fusion.
Yeah,
meatball?
Well, it's like a sweet chili meatball. It's a sweet and sour meatball. I call them sweet-ish meatballs.
Sweet. It's meatballs.
Yeah, that's what I call them. And they're really good. So when I bring them to a party, they disappear like your egg rolls. We should put them up against each other.
Really? A challenge?
Yeah, but you don't make them though. That's the thing. You're having them prepared.
Yeah, so what? I'm still a spokesman for the product. I'm the CEO of the egg roll world.
All right.
We're going to call them Mai's egg rolls. We're going to like when she worked at the her job, they would she would make all of them, sell them, prepare them, freeze them, and sell them that way. And people just take them and then throw them in a fryer, you know, deep fryer and just ba-boom.
Why didn't that never pop off?
Dude, she used to make, well, I don't know if IRS is listening, but, you know, you sell a lot of this shit, like a few hundred of them, like $1.50 a piece.
But if you think about that, people have taken ideas like that.
Right.
A good food product that's delicious and bring it on Shark Tank.
You want to hear my Shark Tank idea?
Yeah.
My idea was to make these simple, and we're talking, this was like 15, 10, 12 years ago, and the idea was Mai's egg rolls.
Okay.
Right? You have them made. You can, like I said, they're all frozen, quick fry, you know, whatever. People want it, or if not, you to deliver them.
You're still going to be, along what's mine is yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Stupid. And then you can also.
They come with chicken, they come with shrimp, they come with pork, they come. Mm. You can get your own type of egg roll and you can add your own veggies, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you can sell them, you bring like 20 or so to a fucking, you know, corporate place, you know, you just, boom. And people just order them and put them online. And if people want to order them, they can order them frozen and fry them themselves.
Exactly.
And keep the cash flow.
That's the way going. To do it, to get them in the frozen section.
I can hear Mr. Wonderful right now going, I like that idea.
Get them in the frozen section of your local Publix.
Yeah, Mai's egg rolls.
I want some now. I want to buy some Mai's egg rolls.
That's right.
You
can buy them too. Just donate money to our radio show. What's up, Mike Carpenter? Question of the day is, what's your food item to bring to a party? We've got a couple minutes left in the segment. We're gonna probably start doing part of the opening part of the segment, whether it's on today's show, on Tuesday. But you know, like Florida Man, this is a trending thing.
Yeah, right? Everybody's talking about this.
And
it's funny.
Yeah. And then you go to it. And you realize what kind of state you live in. Now, I don't know if every state has, like, Michigan Man. I imagine.
Why
don't you check that out there?
Yeah, you know Snopes. What? I'm going to do some research here.
And here's what we'll do. Would you guys...
just call me Snopes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I'm always saying that. Snopes, it's not real. I looked on Snopes.com.
All right, I'm going to call you Snopes.
That's hilarious.
But we have, like... So I go to this Florida Man thing that Elgin introduced me to today. And here's some stories. And... I chose a story before you told me about Florida Man of a Florida woman. That's very interesting. I'm gonna share that and what, you know, straight from the headlines when we come back. But for example, Florida Man ordered to remove "Toot for Trump" sign from her property. All right. Florida man steals pet bird, attacks mom, two sons, and burns down the mobile home. Yeah. All right. I imagine that happens in a lot of places. How about a big one, which people are really talking about? Florida man and a woman receive marijuana in an Amazon order. Not a bad, like, and they returned it. I mean, it's a lot of weed. It's not like somebody, you know, get somebody's quarter pound, you know.
That's crazy.
These are like air sealed. Not, you know. Wow. All right. Well, that can happen in a lot of places. Florida man with cocaine arrested after slapping Orlando police horse.
this is the funny one.
All right, this is the one we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, this is great. He slapped a horse.
Yeah. I mean, what was the movie? I mean, it's Blazing Saddles. Mongo knocks out a horse.
True.
Right. In what's Dave Chappelle the weed movie?
He killed the horse in Half-Baked.
Half-Baked.
It wasn't him. It was...
It was the...
Buttercup. Yeah.
I still remember that scene where he's talking to the cop, and he's like, poor Buttercup. And then the guy goes on...
Butternuts.
Yeah, poor Buttercup. It's Buttercup. You're going to jail.
Oh, my God. That
fucking hilarious. But, you know, classic. He kills Buttercup.
Yep.
He kills the horse. But this guy
slapped one.
Yeah. So we'll probably use that story today. But we may even give you, which, you know, people talk about a lot of teachers in Florida, students are fucking their students. You know, there's a lot of hot Florida chicks teaching, you know.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Any rate, but here's a teacher. Florida man fired for throwing surprise party for class.
Okay. Wait, they got mad at him for just throwing a surprise party?
Well, it was featuring sexually explicit films and dildos everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Oh, my
surprise
God.
Surprise birthday party. Hey,
surprise.
Surprise class. Here's my favorite, by the way. Here's Gang Bang 6.
Wow. On the school projector.
Right.
On the whiteboard.
Do they still use those projectors in schools?
Yes.
Really? They haven't modernized the equipment in the school system?
Oh, no. They don't have, like, the projector with the light on it.
The focus. Like a focus machine or something?
Yeah, they do. They have projectors in there.
I thought by now they'd be, these kids should be sitting in, like, a, you know, like an IMAX theater.
Oh, my God. There's no budgets in these schools. Are you kidding?
Yeah. They still use projectors.
These poor kids. They can't even get books.
Were you ever one of those guys who used to run the projectors? I would always want to do the...
And you have to turn the little film strips.
Yeah, I used to rewind
it. Wow, film strips.
That was cool.
Remember film strips?
And you let it go and people look at you like, dummy, stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kids don't even know.
Yeah, so this is the shit that's happening in Florida, dude. So we may end up doing a little bit of a Florida Man segment.
Cool.
What do you guys think? What's up, Rachel Blavatnik, Mike Peter? Question of the day, everybody, on Facebook Live. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, is what's your food item to bring to a party? What's your go-to food item?
Yeah, because you should bring something to a party. That's the
right. And if you don't bring food, you know, I mean, not wine. Bottle of wine is a
bring a sixer, a beer, or something. You know, just something like to control a bag of chips. Bring something.
A bag of chips.
You could just real quick. No, seriously.
I walk in with a bag of chips and eat it. Hey, everybody.
No, like you go and you pick up a big bag of chips, bag of pretzels, and you're like, hey, it's just something.
And if you really want, and you could bring ice. You could bring ice.
It's a good gesture.
A lot of times you bring ice.
Ice, absolutely.
Ice is like you look like a survivalist. You know, you're like the bear of the, you know, the survival guy.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls. A lot of Bear Grylls said I should bring ice to a party.
Bear Grylls is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's crazy, that guy.
Fucking dropped me off in the middle of the desert.
One time I saw him rip the skin off a snake and then pee in the snake skin to drink the pee.
Yeah, to get rid of the contaminants.
Gross.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do there, Elgin. You want to survive in a jungle.
I wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking ripping the snake skin.
I played Survivor, Man vs. Wild the other day. I turned off my navigation and tried to get home without it.
That's how
I... Yeah. I'm going to see if I could get somewhere without my navigation. I'm a true warrior.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm here with Elgin David.
Yes, I'm here.
It's Tuesday. Peter Leonard's out, and we'll be back with Straight From the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Wow.
To the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight From the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah. And, you know, Peter made it on the show today.
Yeah, for that moment.
Yeah, there you go. So,
I was going to talk about this to you, introduce me to a Florida man, but... says here, the drunk chick at a Dolphins game goes into the men's bathrooms and starts peeing at the urinal standing up.
This is a crazy story.
Yeah.
But not really crazy. I mean, she probably just
had to go.
Did not want to wait on that line.
You know. And this would have been a... If you haven't done it, if you haven't seen it, just put, you know, Dolphins, you know, drunk Dolphins chick pees in men, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't know how to search it based on that story... Then you probably have a helmet on.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think, and this is just a hypothetical, she's going to press charges for someone filming her in the bathroom and releasing the video?
Hmm. I'm wondering if it was like her boyfriend. It could have been her boyfriend, like, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It could have been.
An understanding boyfriend. Doesn't mind everybody looking at his chick's ass.
Could have been. Because, yeah, she had her pants all the way down on her.
Yeah, down to her ankles.
Yeah.
Now, if you had, like, again, look it up, but it's basically, she's a pretty good, I can't see her face, she could be a skank for all I know, but she's got nice shoulders, arms, and a pretty nice ass. And these two guys they're at the stall, and she's leaning, she's like, she has her hand all the way up, and she's like leaning into the men's stall, like the urinal.
Yeah, she's doing like a Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, and she's
high five the wall.
And she's got her drawers by her ankles, she's got a nice ass, and these two dudes next to her are like, wow, I'm in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah, and then the guy's filming it.
Yeah, somebody in the facts filming it.
I thought when she had her hand up, she was trying to give a high five.
There was a moment there where, you know, of course, she looks over and the guy's looking at her, and who wouldn't? Like, you wouldn't be a gentleman there. Like, You know what I mean?
I mean,
I would have had fun with this. Maybe just pissed on her, like, "Hey, I'm R. Kelly, bitch."
You can't not look at that because it's like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
There's a woman in here peeing in the urinal. Down. It's like, what the heck is going on? Yeah. That's funny, but
it's pretty hot and funny.
Yeah, and
because you know, at one point there's that, you know, there's in the thought, those guys' thoughts, they're like, "Oh, this banger." You know, it's like the movie.
You
Witness.
Think they thought that?
Remember, was hey, Jodie you know Foster? What was that movie Jodie Foster was in when they all gang banged her in the bar in the back? Remember that Jodie Foster movie?
No,
I forgot what it was, but she was raped and
that's not
it was,
good.
It was a pretty, it was like a graphic scene.
That's not good.
But if you saw that movie,
right?
I can imagine I would have thought that at a moment, but that, you know, the character in me went no.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, I wouldn't have thought that.
No.
If I wouldn't have seen a woman in the bathroom peeing, like, and thought, hey, let me go rape this woman.
That's gang raper.
Oh, but who would think that?
No, I'm just saying that if you saw the movie,
oh,
if you couldn't so help but recall happened. That in the movie and think, but then, of course, then that's where character comes in. You're not going to go, you know, you're not going to lean over and go, nah, forget it. You know, no, you're going to just think, wow, that's disgusting. The thing, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And then, of course, you'd be looking around to see what other disgusting fuck may be thinking that.
And then you turn around and you see the guy with the fucking camera videotaping the fucking thing.
Yeah, and you're that's the thing. Forget about her. What about the dudes in the picture with her? These guys have a case. Hey, I'm trying to piss. You're taking a picture of me when I'm taking a piss?
That's true.
Right? You sue the hell out of that fuck.
That's so true. A man could sue.
Somebody's got a real small dick and he thinks, oh, who's going to know? And then he's pissing. And,
that's true.
You know, and the poor guy pulls out a button.
But no one thinks that.
Like, you know you got a small dick. When you're leaning more into the urinal than the chick pissing next to you,
wow!
You know what I'm saying? You got no penis. If you're scrouching in further,
you know though? It's an epidemic. Some people have no penis, Doug.
Hmm.
And I am sorry.
Here's a guy that may have run over his own penis.
Really?
I saw an accident today, by the way. It was raining. Old lady coming across Sheridan Street.
Oh no!
And this one guy, he ran. He was flying by me. He was coming. It was raining too. And I was like, "What's this guy going in a Scion? Guy racing in a Scion
in the rain?
In the rain?" And this old lady, one guy came across, and this old lady follows him. And I'm like, "Oh no!" And you know what's going to happen? And the guy ran into the side of her, right in the back. Boom! And I'm like, I went around. Fuck you. Too bad. I'm fine.
Oh my god!
But here's a story. That's karma for you. Road rage driver forgets to put the handbrake on, and runs himself over with his own car.
Oh shit! That sucks.
I'm gonna kick your ass. You ain't gonna do shit. Yeah, why? Because you're about to get run over, you fuck.
Yeah, the guy was probably standing there just like smiling.
Yeah, why are you standing there all confident,
waiting for it to happen?
In the clip, a Honda can be seen stopped at an intersection, blocking the car behind, before the driver honks their horn impatiently. By the way, this is Malabar, South Wales.
Okay.
The driver in the front then opens the door and gets out of the car to confront the other driver, but doesn't get far with the handbrake off.
See, this is where they all drive stick shifts.
Yeah.
Has to be, because you just get out of the car and the car's not in gear.
It's not going
to
happen if you have an automatic.
Exactly, because as soon as you put it in park, you're going to get out and the car's going to stop.
Yeah, you forget the hand. You got a stick, you use the handbrake.
So it must be. That's what. Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
It appears he forgot a crucial step, putting his car in park as the vehicle rolls back as he begins to walk towards a car who honked at him. Can you imagine you're in the car and the guy's getting out of the car? You're like, look at this dopey bastard.
And then he gets run over.
And then the car fucking, ah!
Now, at that point, do you get out and help him?
Fuck that.
You leave him under his own car?
I don't give a shit. I back up and turn to the right and go around. I got shit to do. Not going to stick around. The car continues down the hill before crashing into the car behind him. The car then knocks him over as he attempts to hold on after he forgets to put it in park. He's seen knocked to the ground with his feet up in the air as if he's managed to do a backflip without wanting to. There you go.
That sucks.
I don't get into road rage shit anymore. People do stupid shit. I've turned that has changed for me. I don't give a shit. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, someone wants to get in there, cutting me off. I let off the gas. I whatever. I don't, you know what I mean? I am not letting this shit bother me.
It is what it is, yep.
Fuck it.
Let them deal with
it. I'm not dying over this shit.
People are getting crazy, man. You never know anymore what people have in their car or what they're going to do to you.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You never know what you're going to eat.
Never know.
You like, you ever eaten food courts? Is that like you find?
Dude,
you know,
I love food courts.
Yeah.
I love going to the food court. I go to the Japan place.
Yeah, well, you won't this time. I mean, I love walking through. I love walking.
Oh, no.
I love walking through the food court when I'm doing shit. I'm like, I go purposely, strategically make my way so I can get a couple samples.
Yeah. You're going to ruin this for me? Oh, no.
Yeah, but.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Imagine sitting there.
Uh-oh.
You're at the food court and you have a rat dropping start falling from the sky.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't order raisins.
Ugh.
A Culver City woman says she was eating at the food court of the Westfield Culver City Mall when rat droppings fell from the ceiling.
Ugh. Ugh.
She certainly didn't order this with her meal, and a West Side woman still...
I bet.
Oh, that was kind of cool. It was like, I thought you did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought he was going to tell us.
Well, why not? I thought I'd tell the story. Fuck, you want to hear him?
Can't believe what fell onto her food. The Culver City woman says that she was eating at the Westfield Mall when something nasty happened.
Oh, yeah, she Westfield? Says rat droppings.
No. That's most of the malls are Westfield malls.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Suddenly fell from the ceiling right into her plate. CBS 2's Candace Crone is live in Culver City with more on this dining disaster. Candace.
Boy, you talk about being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, the woman and her mother.
This lady was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The worst place to be eating, I don't know, rice.
Yeah.
Fried rice. It just falls right
fried
in there.
Fried rice. Yeah. Whatever.
It's terrible, man.
They're having lunch when they noticed what looked to be black pebbles falling from the ceiling. Dude, that must be a lot of shit up in the ceiling for it to be coming through. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they have the drop wall, or is it just maybe there's a rat up there like clearing the space? Like, there's too much shit around here. He starts kicking shit around.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know how shit falls from a ceiling.
Yeah, why would it randomly fall? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's so much shit up there.
Oh, Myung Choi.
Oh boy.
And her mom were having lunch Saturday when their dying experience turned into a nightmare. Oh my god, it's shit!
Oh my god. There's not sprinkles.
I know order raisin.
Yeah. If you're eating a chocolate sundae with sprinkles on it, chocolate sprinkles.
You wouldn't notice.
You're in trouble.
You would not know what's going on.
Oh my god.
It's
raining sprinkles.
I was shocked. I was disgusted. I was disturbed, Choi said. Middle of our meal, we started to feel something on our head.
Ugh.
And we heard things dropping on our table. It's like an avalanche of shit. Like, why all of a sudden would rat shit? Like, there must be piles of rat shit that's gone untouched. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, now it's falling from the sky.
Oh, it's so gross.
Two small black dots landed right on top of the mom's cup. And instantly she realized it was rodent's fecal matter because the mom knows what rat shit looks like.
And then?
Choi says she called security. At first, they didn't believe her. You crazy? Choi says she called security. The news said a spokesman gave a statement. We take the cleanliness. Well, this has got to be good. It's always good when somebody that's got to answer for this now gives you an explanation.
Here we go.
We take the cleanliness and safety of our entire center very seriously. We are currently investigating the matter and are in contact with the customer to resolve this. Sounds like there was rat shit up there.
That's so gross. See, man, you're ruining my food court experience.
By the way, he offered her a $25 gift card.
That's it?
Yeah.
For the rat shit?
Well, things are tough in the malls.
You think there's a lot of rats in malls? In all malls?
It's food a big court? Building. A lot of food, especially by the food court.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the size of a mall. Right? You got retail and shit. There's nothing. Somebody leaves a bag of Cheetos in the fucking break room. But if in that big building, all the crevices and corners where they can hide out and get water and then live in the day like vampires.
Oh, my God.
That's what rats do. And at night, they go out. And what do you do? No one's in the food court at fucking 1 in the morning.
Mm-mm.
So they go through that. It's like you're the Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, when in the original zombie, one of the zombie movies, where you're in a mall and you're just trying to keep away from the fucking zombies.
Ugh.
You're in a mall. Somebody said, where would you want to be in the zombie apocalypse? Somebody said, Costco.
Is that where you would want to be?
Fuck yeah. You got everything at Costco.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. It's just you and, you know, maybe 10 other people. Barricade that fucking bitch.
10 people?
Yeah. You're in a Costco? How long could you live in a Costco if there's just 10 people?
No, I mean, if it was just 10 people. Yeah. But think, you don't think other people would try to come and take your Costco?
Fuck yeah, but they got guns at Costco too, don't they?
I mean, you're right,
shoot
they
them,
do.
Shoot them bastards.
They definitely do.
Yeah, we have a supply issue. We don't know how long this end of the world's going to last.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yes.
So are you back? Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I saw up to the last. I just saw the, yeah. Are you?
Of course.
All right.
I've been watching Walking Dead forever. I all love right. that
so,
fucking show.
Without giving spoiler alert, can I ask a question?
Please do.
All right. When Rick decided, I'm going to count to 10, you know, he basically makes an ultimatum, right, to Negan, says, I'm going to count to 10, you tell me what you want to do. And he got 10, 9, 8, 7, and he opens fire.
Yeah.
Negan and his generals are standing on the fucking balcony of this building within range. And there's guns, 20 guns pointing at these fucking clowns. And then they start firing. Nobody hit one of them.
Ridiculous.
It's almost like they were using water balloons instead of bullets.
It was so ridiculous.
I didn't get that.
They're superheroes now?
Yeah.
You could avoid...
These guys are marksmen, and all of a sudden, they're missing everything?
Yeah, I didn't know Negan was the Flash.
Yeah. And the scene where they're walking into the fucking building, they're looking back like, oh, who's shooting? You're like, yeah. You got 20 guns pointed at people walking into one door. No one got hit.
Rick is the worst shot ever, apparently.
I think Rick has got his son's fucking poked out eye.
Probably better off.
You saw on my Facebook, I ran into, I'm forgetting his first name now, his lookalike.
Yeah.
Looks just like him.
Just like him. I see him at so many different cons.
Cosplays and different things, yeah.
Different cons.
Makes a living doing that.
And, yep, that's what he does. They set up a whole little area.
Right.
With the backdrop, and there's fences and zombies and all this stuff. And, right. And they have all the characters. It's him. They have Abraham. They have...
And people pay like the film, like show, like videos. They have to pay like I want. Hey, like I did with him. Like hey, like act like you're asking me to help you kill Negan.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Yeah, it's that crazy. And take photos, like really high quality photos with people.
Well, I hope when I eat, I don't get shit.
You hope when you eat, you don't get shit.
Rat shit falling. Yeah.
I mean, who wants that?
Speaking of shit, runaway garbage truck hits store named a beautiful mess.
That's good. That's funny.
Right? Isn't that nice when things happen?
It's called a beautiful mess?
Yeah.
It's funny as hell.
I'm trying to remember, there's something recently that happened the same way. It was like, it was fitting. Henrietta, New York, a runaway garbage truck has slammed into the front of a New York gift shop named Beautiful Mess.
Wow.
Causing extensive damage and thus making the name no longer appropriate.
No, absolutely appropriate.
Owner Jerry Flack says he received a call from police on the morning on Monday, informing her that a garbage truck rolled away from a gas station. Seems the guy was in a road rage incident.
Forgot to put the parking brake on.
And traveled across the street and crashed into Flock's retail store.
That sucks. Insurance will cover that, right?
Yeah, you would hope. Oh, I forgot to pay the premium. Shit.
Imagine that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Reports that... Gas station workers said the truck driver parked there to use the bathroom. And the truck had rolled away by the time he returned. Well, he had to go number two.
What an idiot.
No one was injured, but the truck's impact caused serious structural damage to the 200-year-old brick building.
That's a shame.
Too bad.
Now they're going to just have to make it all out of like drywall and shit. Hopefully they fix it again with bricks.
Flack says, yeah, somewhere there's a wolf going, holy shit, that's what I needed.
Garbage truck.
The wolf huffed, he puffed, and he finally got a garbage truck to tear the fucking brick house down.
That's hilarious.
Flack says she doesn't know if she'll be able to reopen in time for the Christmas shopping season. Wow, that's a bummer. Just go on Amazon. Get everything. Now, here's our Florida guy story. A Florida man.
Okay.
All right. So this is the one that was chosen by our listeners. By the way, my cell phone went dead, so I can't read your guys' food items.
Oh, did
I got a power cord issue in this house, man. I plugged that fucking iPad in since last night, when I left to work this morning and doing stuff, and 23%.
That's not right.
And I had to charge my phone. I don't know where the other cord is.
You might have a cord. You might need a new one.
I need it. You know what? Just buy 100 fucking... You know what? Everybody should just do that. Wherever you are, just take a nice long cord, plug it into your outlets. If you have a business, just put them... You know what I'm saying? Just fucking charge your phone all... I don't give a shit about the 10. Come up with a phone that'll last.
Wow.
Pissed. A Florida man, police say, 29-year-old Florida man slapped a police horse on the hind quarters while it was on patrol with an officer. Seems he just wanted a little ass.
That's funny.
News outlets report Casey Waldner was walking down a street early Sunday when he was accused of slapping Izzy, a 13-year-old horse that has been with the Orlando Police Department for 5 years. Slap startled Izzy, who spun around. A police report says Waldner ran, but he was caught nearby by an officer because he's a slow fuck.
With a lasso.
He was caught by the Izzy, who stomped him. Report says officers searched Waldner and found cocaine.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
You're on coke, and you have coke on you.
Right.
And you deliberately go smack a cop's horse in the ass.
Yeah.
You're fucking asking for it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Darwin would be happy. Like, there you go. That's weed out the herd. Right? Yeah, that guy goes in my room, Elgin.
Absolutely.
Now you understand the room?
Oh, I've understood the room.
All right, here's a fucking guy.
Yep.
You know, what's he doing? Who knows? But he's got coke. He should be happy. He's got coke.
Yeah, what are you doing?
He doesn't have anybody else he has to share it with. It's his.
He could share it.
If he wanted to. If not, he could do it. He can go hide in a corner somewhere and just do it. But he sees a horse with a police officer on it and says, I'm going to go slap the horse's ass.
I mean,
I've done stupid things on coke, but I would never do that.
It's like going up and kicking a cop car while he's sitting in it.
Yeah. Pull your pants down and fucking stick your ass up against the window while you're at it.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. He only had a $1,250 bond, by the way.
That's it?
Yeah. Wow. I wonder if that's paid. You know, I've been at my parents' house when the police have called. You got to come get your kid. Bail money.
Mm.
Yeah. Ask me why I needed a soccer scholarship. Because my older brothers siphoned out all the money.
I never had that problem.
Older brothers?
No, being arrested, Dougie.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been.
I've been in a police station because shots were fired.
Oh,
but I've never been arrested.
Yeah. I'm good in that department.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice when you fill an application, you don't have to go, yeah, I've committed a felony.
Yeah, it's nothing I've ever been interested in having to, because I know I'm tiny.
Could you
and
imagine this guy having
destroyed.
To explain this, by the way, in a job interview? Think about this guy. He's gonna straighten his life out. He wants to get straight. He's gonna go have a job. He's got to check off that box. I got hit with a felony.
For what?
I struck a police officer. Oh wow, that's pretty. That wasn't a person. It was a horse.
Yeah.
You hit a horse.
So you hate animals? But you can't work here at PETA.
Yeah. Sorry, we can't have you here at the pet shop.
Yeah.
Again, fucking weirdos. Thong-clad driver was covered in Vaseline.
What? Like an Uber driver or something?
Yeah.
Imagine your Uber driver shows up dressed in one of those little like dominatrix
outfits. Like a wrestling outfit and shit.
Or something. That's funny.
He's got like, there's a guy that comes to the gym and he's got like he's a fucking Olympic power lifter.
Okay, so he's wearing like the singlet or
like,
whatever.
Are you kidding me, dude? Put on some pants.
That's funny.
Says October 23rd, an Oklahoma motorist was covered in Vaseline and wearing only a thong bikini when a patrolman pulled over the vehicle for speeding, according to a court filing, which notes that a porno magazine was on top of the passenger seat. Well, that's always what make you go nuts.
Wow. Well, that's the reason for the Vaseline, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
While you're in a speeding car. Some people like to hang themselves while they jerk off. This guy, you know.
Yeah, it's the crasher's car.
After initiating a vehicle stop last Sunday afternoon in Enid, a Garfield County Sheriff's Office deputy approached the car and spotted the nearly naked man driving behind the wheel. The driver, John Wayne Kellerman. Maybe John Wayne's going, fuck, why'd you name him John Wayne?
Yeah, right.
54 had a bikini thong covering his genitals and had Vaseline covering his hands, upper and lower body parts, noted the deputy. The cops got to laugh at that point.
Yeah. Like, you have to laugh. That, I mean, what a funny guy.
The cop also observed observing an open jar of Vaseline that was nearly empty. Wow. Oh, boy. You know, the sum in his ass.
Was he on drugs, you think?
And a pornographic magazine in the passenger seat. This guy's partying.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to get my El Camino. I'm going to wear my wife's bikini. I'm going to lube my ass up.
And then now this guy has this story on his fucking record. Stupid people, man.
You know, Kellerman, not surprisingly, was extremely nervous in a manner that his hands were shaking and his voice was trembling.
Because he's going to get caught, like when you see those guys get caught on fucking, like, To Catch a Predator and shit, and they know, they're like, no, my wife, no!
He was asked if he was masturbating while he was driving. At one point, Kellerman offered a baby a rag to wipe the Vaseline off the ID card.
Oh, my God.
He spent 27 years in the prison, this guy, so.
He's going back.
Yeah, he's going to go back home.
See, maybe that's what it is. Maybe these criminals are just like, I just need to go back to jail.
You know, with this, well, here's what I'm going to say. I had somebody point out to me that my white privilege doesn't have me understand how a majority of blacks and Hispanics, mostly he was talking about blacks, don't get treated fairly in the judicial system. And I understand that to a point. Like, in other words, if you have to get a public defender because you don't have the money to get a lawyer,
yeah,
that's poverty, you know. And I can honestly tell you, we weren't black, but if that ever happened with my brother, we couldn't afford a defense. You know what I mean? Whatever, public defender. You know what I mean? That's just the way it goes. That's life. If somebody really tries to screw me at a certain level, guess what? The same factor applies to me. I don't have the kind of money to take on Amazon. You know what I mean? You got to find really expensive attorneys. You know, you got to spend millions of dollars on shit to protect your own shit sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on what you're doing. Why you're in jail in the first place. Yeah. And what you did.
Isn't it almost like a chicken or the egg? You know what I mean? Like, so if some of the consequences are more severe, the consequences shouldn't be almost. So anyway, I want to let that person know I read on the subject matter. I looked at the studies and, you know. Studies or whatever. Now here's a weird thing. Judge serves eviction notice on a pregnant mom's unborn baby.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Now it's got to be obviously.
Like, does it mean like they need to get out of the womb already?
Like, in other words, even before the baby's born.
You need to evict it from that stomach. Get it out.
A Utah mom, in her final days of pregnancy, gave her baby an eviction notice and made it official with a judge's signature. Incredibly, the baby obeyed.
This is stupid, Doug.
Kaylee Bays was pregnant with her third child and a girl and thought she was going into labor last week, but it stopped. She went back to work, her job as a judicial assistant at the 4th District Court in Provo, and jokingly asked Judge Lynn Davis to serve an eviction notice on the baby.
It's funny.
Had you? See, if you hear a story like that, and here's what I want to explain. It's like, even like the Trump thing with the five-star parent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you hear a story, you always measure up whether a story holds water or not. So when you hear that story, for anything like that to be as outrageous as it sounds, you'd have to have a delegitimate judge or somebody in the judicial system. So when somebody says to me that, you know, this judicial system is unfair to da-da-da, it doesn't hold water in a sense, because the judicial system in its sense is of judgment. In other words, these are the people of the highest level of respect and fiduciary and honor, because that's what you call them, your honor. You know what I mean? Like, in my business as a financial planner nowadays with the Division of Labor rule and stuff, most of the people that are still in this business are pretty good. You know what I mean? You can't, even if you try to cheat, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't be a crook. You know what I mean? You can't be assumed like you're doing something wrong or, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, whether it's racial, whether it's cheating something, or like, you're in a day and age where there's too many checks and balances for people in certain positions You know what I mean?
To get away with shit?
Right. So for me to believe this story, you'd have to believe that there was a... Not that there's not corrupt judges.
I mean, but you're talking about the people... The checks and balances of the people who control the checks and balances. So it's like... They get away with you, Dougie.
All right.
And you can't say that they don't.
I just don't think it's an epidemic. I just think that, you know, to say that a whole group or a whole, you know, there's an underlying...
There's always going to be people who feel slighted about everything in life. Right. And there's people who talk about it, people who believe it, people who don't believe it. But it does. You can't say it doesn't exist.
No. Things that you can't say. But is it...
There's corrupt people prevalent? In fucking everything.
Right. Any line of work. Any business. You know, and that's just the way it is. Can't change the world for it. Just saying.
I mean, I wish in a perfect world it wouldn't be that way, but come on.
Yeah, just recognize it and learn to avoid it.
And just, yeah, fuck, exactly. Do good regardless. But, I mean...
Don't let it hold you down. Don't let it be an excuse for failure.
Yeah.
Don't let that be, well, in that case, I'm just going to go sell drugs and be a complete fuck-up. Anyway... That's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Wow, we left on a really high note.
Well, fuck it.
Talking about drugs.
Well, don't sell drugs. Just give them to me.
Yeah.
I'll take care of them for you. I'll dispose of them. I'll be like Russia getting rid of all the fucking, the shit that Syria supposedly gave them.
No, I don't
That's
know.
What I'll do.
I can't speak on it. I don't know about it.
Yeah, well, by the way, we may have a bonus show tomorrow. Clayton Fletcher's in town. He'll be our headliner at Wise Guys Comedy Show on Wednesday night. I'll also be opening for Clayton Fletcher at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce, Florida on Saturday night, 8:30 showtime. Go and get tickets. It'll be fun. More dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Got a lot of dates coming up. I'll be in Tallahassee, Lakeland. I'm even going to be in Colorado Springs. I'm going to be at Oklahoma City. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow our show at Twitter at WakeUpDougie. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DougieDangerousElgin.
You can follow me at ElginDavid.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow I'll be here with Clayton Fletcher. Fucking poker, comedy, and rat dropping. See you tomorrow at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.